I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the hour, storyteller Sue Hinkle will preview the St. Louis Storytelling Festival, and she'll share some stories of her own. And on Soundbites, Trend Watch, a look at the latest trends in food, and we'll meet the chef/owner of Fork and Sticks Restaurant. We begin the hour, though, with Alarm Will Sound, a 20-member chamber ensemble that has a sound all of its own. The group returns to St. Louis for a performance tonight at 8 o'clock at UMSL's Two Hill Performing Arts Center. Alarm Will Sound is based in New York, but has a Missouri connection. We'll hear about that. Please welcome the group's conductor and artistic director, Alan Pearson. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on, Steve.
Uh-huh. Alarm Will Sound had its beginnings at the famous Eastman School of Music, what, about a dozen years ago?
Yeah, that's right. We formed there in 2001.
And what's the story?
The story is we were all students at Eastman together and were studying music and were putting on really cool concerts and did a bunch of events that really made a big impact at Eastman. Probably most now, sort of most biggest in the lore, is a Steve Reich concert we did there in 1999 that Steve came to and talked with us after and was talking about how he wanted to see there be an American new music ensemble, something that would be an American equivalent or version of what England has in the London Sinfonietta or what Germany has with the Ensemble Moderne, but something American. And, you know, we thought that sounded pretty good, and that was the genesis of the idea of doing this.
Well, I said you have a sound of your own. So how would you describe that?
It's pretty hard to describe. We're deliberately all over the map. You know, we have a sound of a sort that just comes from our instrumentation. We're kind of a one-of-everything sort of orchestra. We have, you know, a string quartet and a bass, and then we have one of each brass and basically one of each woodwind, and then we have percussion and piano. But in addition to that, you know, we also, lots of the players in the group do many different kinds of things, so we have lots of people who sing, and in part of the show we're doing here in St. Louis this week, at some point everybody sings, and at some point just about everybody has some acting to do too. So the members of the group are very creative people, and we use that in every way we possibly can. And so the sound of the group really changes from one piece or one project to another, and that's something we really enjoy doing. You know, we have a player who plays electric guitar sometimes, and in this show in particular, 1969, part of what is fun for us about the show and part of the idea of the show is this coming together of many different kinds of music. And one way you'll hear that is in the way the sound of the group changes when we go from, say, playing an arrangement of a piece by the Beatles to playing something by Karlheinz Stockhausen.
Well, since you brought that up, you say 1969, that's what the title of your concert.
Right.
1969. So why don't we preview a little bit? This is your take on the Beatles' Revolution Number 9. We're talking with Alan Pearson. Alarm Will Sound is the group. They're performing tonight, 8 o'clock, at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center. So tell me more about the show. Is it all Beatles music?
No. The genesis of the idea of 1969 came from this anecdote that I stumbled on in a book about a meeting between the German avant-garde composer Karlheinz Stockhausen and the Beatles. And we knew there was some contact between them Stockhausen appears on the cover of the Sgt. Pepper album, and Stockhausen's ideas about electronic music in particular, and Stockhausen was an early wizard of electronic music, were a real influence on the Beatles.
Be a little more specific about the type of things that he did, because he was off the wall. A lot of people might not be familiar with him.
Yeah, well, he's off the wall in all sorts of different ways. I mean, I think for the Beatles, his work with tape music was probably the most influential. But then he also did, I mean, part of what's amazing about Stockhausen is how wide-ranging his output is. He did a piece called Stimmung, which we're doing on the show, which is gorgeous and it's for a group of six singers. And it uses the sound of what he called overtone singing, which just involves using your mouth to change the color of your voice to create different overtones. And, you know, no one had, at least in the concert music world, I think, ever really done anything like that before.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the craziest thing that Stockhausen's done is, at least that I can think of off the top of my head. I mean, he was a pretty crazy guy. This is from much after 1969, but he wrote this piece called The Helicopter Quartet that involves the members of a string quartet, I believe each being in their own helicopter and somehow playing a piece together. Mm.
And also tonight, you'll be doing some work from Leonard Bernstein.
Right. So this one anecdote about this meeting is the centerpiece of the show. And we started there and used that anecdote to tell a story. And I should say from the beginning that 1969 is not a conventional concert. It's a theater piece which involves music and is really about composers. And so we started with this anecdote about this meeting. And what felt really exciting about that and really right about that anecdote as a starting point for telling a big story is first that it's an anecdote that is very dear. It gets at a story that's very connected to us because it's about the coming together of what at the time felt like wildly different musics from completely unrelated and maybe unrelatable worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what Alarm Will Sound always likes to do is bring together different kinds of music and find ways to relate music that on the surface sounds really different. And so this story about this meeting seemed like it was like looking back at our own history. Like this is, you know, here was someone 40 years ago who was trying to make these connections that I think then felt much, much harder to make. So we started the story with that anecdote and then looked at how to tell a larger story that, you know, emerged from it. And the other thing that felt really pregnant with possibilities about this particular anecdote is that, and I don't want to give away like the ending of the show, but the story of the meeting gets at some of what you know, as someone who grew up in the 70s and 80s, to me is meaningful and powerful about the experience of the 60s is, you know, what big ideas there were about what could be changed in the world and how much happened and didn't happen. So we really use the anecdote about the meeting as a way to tell a larger story about people in the late 1960s who were trying to change the world, who had big aspirations, who saw the possibility of change on a grand scale, you know, some of which happened and some of which didn't. Because the idea of music coming together, which is what that meeting is on the surface about, also gets at something that both Stockhausen and very much John Lennon were concerned about, which is bringing people together. And really everybody on the show, and as the story evolved out from that one anecdote about the Beatles and Stockhausen, it came to involve all these other composers, people like Leonard Bernstein and Luciano Berio, who were also, you know, who were relating to those people, relating to Stockhausen and to the Beatles, and who were in their own way trying to change the world and trying to bring music and bring people together.
Well, let's listen to some of that. This is Alarm Will Sound's take on Leonard Bernstein's Mass.
John Kennedy was our first Catholic president. I needed to find the right vehicle to inaugurate the art center named after him. The Mass, his universal appeal, with his Roman, Greek, and Hebraic roots, the possibilities for dramatization are endless.
Don't I know these punches? final scene, the ensemble, like a pack of protesters, corners the celebrant.
They scream for peace.
Lenny wasn't sure who they were screaming to.
To God or to Nixon in the audience?
Hostium pura. Hostium sanctum. Hostium immaculatum. Let us pray.
Alarm Will Sound is performing this evening at the Two Hill. We're talking to conductor Alan Pearson. Conductor and Artistic Director Alan Pearson.
Can I talk a little bit about the Agnus Dei, about what we just heard?
Sure.
Bernstein is a fabulous character, just in real life and in the show, and he's played by our bassoon player, Mike Harley. And part of why Bernstein is really perfect for the story of 1969 is that he was so dramatically reaching, you know, wildly reaching to try to make a difference and to try to change the world and to try to bring people together. And in this mass, which is a totally revolutionary piece in its time, and brings together rock music and the avant-garde and blues and, you know, folk music. Bernstein wanted to wrap his arms around the whole musical world and bring it together. And in this piece, you know, you really feel him trying to do that. And he also had a real revolutionary zeal about him. And one of the brilliant moves of Mass is turning the Agnus Dei, which traditionally is a prayer for peace, into a kind of militant protest for peace. And, you know, Bernstein tried to connect the ideas of the Mass to the spirit of revolution of the 1960s. And that made it perfect for us. And in this piece that we just heard, which is the finale of our first act of 1969, we really go all out in that. And this part of Mass really becomes an expression of the desire to change the world, which is what 1969 is all about.
Well, Alan, you mentioned one of your ensemble members playing the part of Bernstein, and so there's an acting component and a multimedia component as well?
Right. So 1969 is very much a theater piece, and it involves acting, it involves music, it involves video, and, you know, there only are, 17, 18 of us on stage, and we really involve everybody in every way we possibly can. So the members of the group are not only playing their instruments, they're also speaking and singing and acting and, you know, performing.
So it'd be safe to say if someone hasn't heard Alarm Will Sound before, they haven't really heard anything like it, right?
Right. And even for us, this is, you know, it's the most theatrical thing that we've ever done.
Could we hear one more thing? And I think this is a piece that was written by a faculty member at Mizzou and the only original piece in your production?
Right. So as we were working on the show, and we worked on 1969 over the course of several years, and we're still, you know, sort of fine-tuning it, we decided that, you know, it's mostly a piece in a way that looks backwards. 1969 is about 1969, and all of the music we do in it was from the period. So it's music by the Beatles and by Leonard Bernstein and by Luciano Berio. But it's also a story that is very much about us, because it is about this coming together of different kinds of music, which is what Alarm Will Sound is all about. And so we were interested in the possibility of taking the story to the present day and having Alarm Will Sound's perspective be part of it. And that's what happens with the piece of Stefan Freund's that you're about to hear, which is the end of the show and brings together music from all the artists, composers that the show is about from the 1960s, but very much through Stefan's own contemporary voice.
Thank you.
Alarm Will Sound will be performing this evening, 8 p.m. at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center. There's a pre-performance discussion at 7:10. If you need ticket information, you can do that through the Two Hill box office at 314-516-4949, or go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the Two Hill and all the information that you need to know about that. I guess you're in about the middle of your season. You were just at Carnegie Hall. After this performance, you're back to New York for a while, and then you come back in the last part of July, July 25th and 27th at Mizzou, because that's something you've been involved with for 3 or 4 years.
So in July, we're back here to be a part of the Mizzou International Composers Festival, which is really where Alarm Will Sound's involvement in Missouri started. Gene Sinkfield, through the Sinkfield Charitable Foundation, started this really amazing festival in Mizzou each summer, where it brings together composers, both some young composers, emerging composers and more senior composers, with Alarm Will Sound and the Mizzou faculty. And for us, it's a wonderful experience. And it's the longest time we ever really work together all year round. And we spend, almost 2 weeks in Missouri developing new projects and working with young composers and older composers.
And as far as your performance tonight at the Two Hill, you have a guest performer I think you might want to mention, Carolyn Shaw.
Right, right. As I was saying earlier, Alarm Will Sound asks its members to do a lot. People not only play their instruments, they do lots of other things too. And one of our players, Courtney Orlando, usually one of our violinists, couldn't make the show. And she also has a big, big vocal part in it. And it's not easy to find people who can both sing and play the violin, and Carolyn Shaw does, and does so wonderfully. And so we called her to come in and sub for us for the show, and it so happened that between when we called her to do that and when she actually showed up here this morning, she won the Pulitzer Prize.
And Alarm Will Sound, where does that name come from?
It comes from, the exit, those exit signs that you see everywhere. And we just thought it was an evocative name for a group that tries to do imaginative things and take risks.
Alan Pearson, it sounds fascinating. We look forward to it. Alarm Will Sound, 8 o'clock this evening at the Two Hill. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Coming up next on Cityscape, food trends on Sound Bites. Then later, the St. Louis Storytelling Festival. This is St. Louis Public Radio.